الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze, listen to the dars with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible you may not gain all the blessings. Indeed, there are many, many, countless benefits and fada'il in sending salutation, salawat and durood upon our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One such benefit is that our beloved master, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stated, when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They inscribe the names of all those who extensively recite Salat and Durood during the day of Thursday and the night before Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, indeed, for those whose hearts are attached to the dunya, those who crave name and fame, they will be doomed. The more we run after dunya and the worldly life, the more further it gets away from us. Those who are yearning for fame and wealth, indeed, this is a terrible thing, to attach our lives and our hearts to these kind of things. Our beloved master, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, two hungry wolves, when set free in a flock of sheep, do not cause as much harm as the greed of wealth and status does to one's religion. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the incident of Karbala, it was Yazid's greed for wealth, for status, which caused the dreadful and the terrible tragedy of Karbala. He feared that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would overthrow him. However, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was totally unconcerned. He was totally uninterested in power and authority of this mortal world. This is the reality. In fact, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the ruler of the hearts of the Muslims, of the past, of the present, and will remain so forever, inshallah azza wa jal. There is an indirect hadith reported by His Eminence Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, meaning worldliness and the love of the dunya is the root, the fountainhead of all evils. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from being attached to this dunya. Ameen. Yazid's heart was fully engrossed in the fondness, in the love of this temporal world, the dunya. He was greedy for fame, for popularity, for authority, and for power. Forgetting the consequences, he stained his hands with the brutal murder of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed companions, alayhimu ridwan. That brutal massacre that he had committed in Karbala, for power and authority could not prolong his reign. His cruel authority and reign only lasted for 3 years and 6 months. And he died at the age of 39 in Rabi'un Nur, 64 Hijri. Where? In Syria. In a place called Huwarin, which is located in the city of Homs. One of the causes that are mentioned for Yazid's death is that he fell in love with a Roman girl, but that girl actually despised and hated him. One day, she tricked Yazid to go with her to a deserted area on the pretext of having romance with him. The cool breeze of that desolate area aroused Yazid. But the lady said that a shameless person who was disloyal and unfaithful to his prophet's grandson could never be faithful to her. After saying so, she repeatedly stabbed Yazid with a dagger and left him there. For a few days, vultures and crows feasted on his dead and decaying body. Finally, his people found his dead body, decomposed. They dug a ditch and dumped his rotten remains inside. Yazid's accomplices, those who massacred the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan, also suffered dreadful ends and deaths. After Yazid, the most brutal criminal was the governor of Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. It was he who ordered to torture Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. After just 6 years, on the same day, that is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, 67 Hijri, by the strategic revenge conducted by Mukhtar Thaqafi, Ibn Ziyad was brutally murdered at the hands of the army of Ibrahim bin Malik on the banks of the river Euphrates. The soldiers, they cut off his head, beheaded him, and presented it to Ibrahim, who sent it to Mukhtar Thaqafi in Kufa. The governor house in Kufa, it was adorned for celebrations, and the head of Ziyad was exhibited on the same place where the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was placed 6 years before. There was nobody to cry for this unfortunate, this despised and ill-fated person. Instead, people celebrated and rejoiced upon his death. It is narrated in a sahih, an authentic hadith reported by Imara bin Umair, that when the head of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, along with those of his accomplices, when they were placed down, he went towards them. Suddenly, everybody started to scream, "It's come! It's come!" He saw that a snake was coming. It slithered above and between all the heads. Finally, it approached the dirty head of Ibn Ziyad. It entered the nostril, stayed for a while, and then left. Everybody started screaming again, "It's come, it's come." The same thing happened 2 or 3 times. Ibn Ziyad, Ibn Sa'ad, Shimr, Qais ibn Ash'as Kandi, Khuli ibn Yazid, Sanan ibn Anas Nakhi, Abdullah ibn Qais, Yazid bin Malik, and the remaining unfortunate, ill-fated and damned people who were involved or contributed in the Shahada, in the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all faced horrible ends and deaths, And horses were made to trample over their dead, decaying bodies, their corpses. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen, have you heard again the dreadful ends of those who disrespect those who were involved in the slaughter, the massacre of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan? They were disgraced before they died, and they died in terrible manners. Those who have enmity against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or his purified household, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, or the blessed Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, should take lessons from this. Alas, many do not take lessons, and they too will suffer terrible ends. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from such bad deaths. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives.